108.
I just got to notice that Face Von Clownstick is now playing Player Unknown's Battleground.
It's got to be Jared. That guy's the worst. Hello, everybody, and welcome to your weekly PW3 PSA. This will hopefully be my final hurricane relief PSA, but you never know. I climate change, as we all know, is fake news, but there could be more after this one. But if you happen to be a huge fan of everybody's favorite territory, you've noticed that Puerto Rico has been washed and reconsumed by the ocean. I've never seen a report where somewhere is 100% without power, but when I read that today, I thought that I should include them in today's PSA. So if you would like to give money to people who will go give them assistance, consider foundationbeyondbelief.org. They are big into hurricane recovery at the moment, and they will get the help where it is needed. So that's foundationbeyondbelief.org. And now on with the show.
What about that big, massive earthquake in Mexico?
Yeah, they're fine.
They are not fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, some of that I saw did not look all that fine.
Oh, man, save me something for next week, dude.
I'm sorry.
Spoilers.
Yeah, the whole earth's falling apart anyway. There will be some other natural disaster next week.
And because I got to keep my globalism in check, we got to help the U.S. citizens first, then Mexicans.
Okay.
Got to prioritize, yo.
All right. Moving on. Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 108th big installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. Or medium size. Could be short, I don't know. We'll see how long this runs. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me, as always. It's KS72, it's Sneaky Bean 15. They're Ray, they're Ian. Hello, boys.
Hello.
Word up.
Word up.
What's the word? Word up. Good old cameo.
No romance. No. So this is the week of 9/20 through 9/27 of the 2017s. All right, I gotta make a rant first things first.
Okay.
That judge at the Triple G fight, she should be beaten with a stick. Holy smokes.
I did not watch it. I did not know anything about it other than that it was rigged.
It was totally rigged. Man, there are people who are dying. There must be so much money involved in keeping Canelo Alvarez relevant, that they will go to nonstop amount of shenanigans to make it so he didn't lose badly.
Oh, is that the fight that I heard about that it went to the judges and then the judges like split decision it?
Well,
is that what you're talking
split
about?
Split decision would be fine. It was a close fight from all that I saw, right? But generally in boxing, if you're the aggressor and you make things happen, you generally win.
Yeah.
Right? So this should have been a split. This should have been. I could have lived with a split decision for Triple G. However, the one judge scores it, you know, like, I don't remember what it was, 116, 112, or something like that. All right. The one judge scores it 114, 114, which makes it a draw, which automatically makes the whole fight a draw. Sad times, but man, that seems, you know. The other judge scored it 1,000,000-0 in favor of Canelo Alvarez. Like, it doesn't even make sense what happened. Like,
it really was. I heard it was something like 118 to like 104.
Yeah, like, no one knows what fight this lady was watching. Because she was not watching the one directly in front of her. And this is not the first time she has been chastised for really poorly officiating fights. And she, oh my gosh, this doesn't even make sense.
Is she the daughter of famed NFL referee Pittman?
I don't think so.
Okay.
What's the really buff referee? What was that guy?
Oh, he's still there. That's Ed Hockley.
Ed Hockley. Man, maybe she's related to Ed Hockley somehow.
I don't know. I think he's good. I like him.
Or maybe he's somehow strangely related to good old Mills Lane. Wow, referee jokes. This is good.
It's a rough start.
So in any case, that's my rant.
Don't worry, we got some news.
Triple G is the bomb. He's still the bomb even at 35 years old, and he won that fight, and anyone who says otherwise is bunk. All right, your Deadpool dailies. Today, Black Psylocke. Thursday, Yellow Beast. Friday, Green Bullseye. Saturday, Blue Cap. Sunday, Yellow Sentry. Monday, Red Punisher. Tuesday, Green Blade. And Wednesday is a yellow patch guy.
Man, this is going to be a bummer of a week. Like, when I log on to play, I'm going to be like, oh, Psylocke. Oh, Sentry. Yeah. Oh, Punisher. Oh, patch.
Over in your 5-day, 4-star crash. The Titans. On the 15th, since last we spoke, we had Miles and Miles and Miles versus Jessica.
Ian's excited yawn.
Yeah, I'm bringing it back.
Were you able to go invisible, Ian? Let's ask that.
I was able to go invisible. I was somehow managed to be successful.
Woo-hoo!
Very nice.
Yeah. It was fair because I was invisible, and so to, you know, make sure it wasn't too terribly lopsided, she has that ability where she just dodges my damage for like a billion turns, and I'm like, oh, this is such a horrible grind. But I won. I was satisfied.
All right. Ray, you're a winner?
Yes. Not a problem.
The next one up was started today, and that's your classic Red Hulk smashes the poop out of Green Hulk. and he did so very quickly this morning.
Mine did not do it so quickly. I could not get any green or any purple. I was making yellow matches. When I finally did get some green, though, it was over.
Ian, have you attempted this yet?
I have not logged on yet to Marvel Puzzle Quest. But when I do, my confidence is soaring.
All right.
Epileptic warning on the picture that UNC Samurai just posted to Discord. It's flashing yellow green. It's or red green. It's so intense. I don't even know what color it is.
So what if you're colorblind? Does it just not flash at all?
I don't know. I'm not colorblind. I don't know how that works.
Curious. And then coming up on the 25th is Hulk number, three.
Yeah.
Amadeus Cho versus someone who I've forgotten. Anybody remember who he fights?
I just looked this up. I should know.
Your lost dignity for playing Cho.
He fights Beast.
Yeah, that seems plausible.
Oh, that seems strange.
They're both
very smart.
Oh, sure. I see where you're going.
They both use green and blue.
And Cho will win. That should be an easy, easy fight.
Well, you have him champed, so sure.
Yeah. Cho punch hard. What do you guys got for Cho?
Oh. Ask UNC Samurai.
I have his graphic up in front of me. All right, so Ray has him at a 5-3-4, level 145. Ian, you've got a 3-1-1 Cho. You got a puncher's chance.
Is 3 the green?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got a chance.
You got a puncher's chance?
I do. You're saying there's a chance.
You got a little bit of hot dog healing going on.
Yeah. Improved hot dog healing.
Yeah, the blue is really good now, I think. When it goes off, does good damage, gets you green. Then you punch things.
Yours will do minimal damage and get you a little green, but it's still be useful.
Yeah. Anyway. Over in your story event land, Ice Weight Brotherhood is still going. So that should be finishing up for you the next day.
Yay.
Next is Venom Bomb, where... note on Venom Bomb. We'll talk more about this later. The following results are for playing clearance level 9.
Oh,
bum, bum, bum.
17,000 will get you 3 Steve Rogers. 33,500 is Yellow Carol. 75,000 is 30 CP. Top 50 folk get Riri. And 51 all the way down to 400 is BDSM Carol.
400?
Yeah.
Shazam.
No, he's not a reward.
He is not in this game. He's over and living in D.C. or something. I don't know.
That would be great. I would play that event if Billy showed up and was like, I'm a reward.
Billy Batson?
Yeah.
Over in Infinity Season, which is funny because it's the shortest of the seasons, is the new name for this little 2-star test season where they brought back the stuff via numbers of wins instead of stuff via points. Super unpopular opinion. I like the wins.
I believe you.
Yeah. I played the first one. I got my 40 wins. I got the 4-star at the end. I have never gotten a 4-star from the points method PvPs.
Mm.
Because I don't shield hop, and I never can keep that many points.
See, I've got the points. I've got 900 points previously. I don't think I've ever played 40 matches. Now, I haven't counted, so it's possible I've played way more than I think. But normally I go for, like, the 50-plus points. So I can't imagine I've played more than, like, 20 matches in a single PvP. So now I'm to get 40 matches for a 4-star is... That seems like a lot of work. But we'll see.
Yeah. Best Friends is running right now. It's the second event. 28 wins get you a beast. 40 wins get you Teen Gene. Top 5 folks get Kate. And 6 to 50 is Ragnarok. Coming up next will be the Power season. And we'll talk about that here un momento. Of course, I think I covered half the news in the last thing. So in the Infinity season... Yeah, so it was Nefarious Foes and Best Friends Forever. Like I said, it was wins versus points. This is the second test of that method because they did that once before.
Yes.
So there you go. Power season. Coming up, you're going to get Lockjaw and Electra will be entering packs. So Lockjaw will be in Latest Legends and Captain Marvel. Carol Danvers will be going to Vintage Land. Power season will be a short season. And it's going to start on the September 21st and end on October 2nd. It will only have 4 versus tournaments instead of 10. The theory then being that we will then hit anniversary dime and we'll have an anniversary events.
That sounds...
And I can hopefully score me some more Devil Dino covers.
Yes, that's what it's all about.
I do the hokey pokey and I turn myself around?
If you'd like. You're your own man. You do what you want.
Yeah.
I'm not the boss of you.
What else we got? Hey, there's a new store!
Yay,
a new store.
Yay.
There's the Cosmic Legendary Store.
It's interesting.
Yeah, so the Cosmic, it gives you a chance to pull a cover for Thanos, Silver Surfer, or Star-Lord, and a bunch of 4-stars. You can get one of those tokens as a reward in Crash of the Titans, or in the Savory Taco Vault, or you can just purchase them for 25 command points. I think the odds are like 1 in 7. I bought 7 times 25 command points worth of things and got no 5-stars, because that's how my life works. I got a bunch of 4-stars, which are all dying on the vine and will make me sad later in the show.
Sorry you made bad choices.
There's a 15% chance to get a Thanos, Silver Surfer, or Star-Lord. I get none of those things.
Yeah.
So if you're inclined to spend some CP, new store for you. Especially if you want some Thanos. Because I wanted some more Thanos. I was like, oh, Thanos.
Sure. I like the idea of the store, though. The idea that they're going to pull some 5-stars out, very limited selection, and you get a chance of boosting them. I like that idea. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if this sticks, if they bring it back again.
I assume they'll just cycle it out and put a different group of 3 in there that is...
It doesn't say for sure. It just says this limited time offer ends on 9/25 at 5:50 Eastern time.
Sure.
Right, I'm just saying, if it's successful, there's no reason for them not to bring it back. I assume they can... put together something, I don't know, Avengery with Cap, Iron Man, and Hawkeye.
Sure, I suppose. And then the last of the big news, I'm probably forgetting something, but, you know, that's how I roll. Shield clearance level 9 has dropped in.
Whoa.
In addition to the new difficulty level, a new mission has been added to each subchapter in levels 7, 8, and 9, which features now a 5-star character.
Whoa, what? I missed that.
Well, you should read more.
Apparently I should.
So, a level 9 is available to people at shield rank 65 or higher.
Yes!
Top placement now receives 2 Latest Legends tokens. Top 5 now receives 1 Latest Legends token. Top 20 now receives 2 4-star covers. Top 50, 1 4-star cover. What else we need to know?
I don't know. There's a bunch of charts. Top I think that's where they lost me.
Top 2 alliances now receive a 4-star cover and a Latest Legends. Top 10 alliances now receive a Latest Legends token. Updated rewards. 8 more total command points than in clearance level 8. 1,300 more ISO to be had than clearance level 8 as well. 5-star required mission. Only available to clearance level 7 and higher. Require a different 5-star for each event. Is not considered when calculating progression reward tiers. Difficulty behavior behaves like other story missions. Difficulty will increase each time the mission is played up to 4 times. amount of points the missions played goes down after the fourth time. Mission is worth the first 6 points the first six times. Minimum amount of points this mission is worth is 4 points.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's the big changes. And when you get up to clearance level 9, the 5-star required, the fights will be of levels 415 to 515. At level 7, it's 255 to 355.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So plan accordingly. I'm going to try the 9 on this first go and see how it goes.
Problem is, I imagine everybody's going to be trying the 9.
Yeah, well, you know, gotta see how it goes.
Yeah. I don't know, that sounds awesome.
Sorry, that was bizarre. I don't know what happened, but everybody just took a quick little nap. Is that all the news you have, Craig?
Well, it's 20 after the hour, so it's time for the local news.
Okay.
We're going to be going to a, a convoy of food trucks this weekend.
Yeah, a food truck festival, which is right up my alley.
Yeah, it sounds like the worst time ever for me, but I'm going to go along anyway.
Thanks.
And,
wow. Don't edit that part out, Ray. I need to have that sentence in my life more often.
I don't know if we're going to make the Comic-Con or not.
There's a Comic-Con too?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Chris Claremont's going to be there.
And was that on Saturday?
Yes.
Why wouldn't we have time then?
I don't know. I would like to stop by the Comic-Con. It's like $10 or something to get in.
Yeah, let's do that too. And then we can do an escape room.
And that's on Sunday.
Yeah, I know.
So action-packed weekend.
Hmm. Unless that was top secret, then you can edit that part out.
No, none of that was top secret.
Okay.
So I tried to convince Joe to come down for this Comic-Con and sort my comic books, but I don't think it worked. I really want to sort these comic books. I just dread doing it on my own.
I'm sure Owen will help you.
Yeah, I'm sure that would go well. In any case, that's all my news. Have you got something?
No.
Oh.
Nothing.
All right, let's hit the mailbag. Hey, Willie, what you got?
Willie got a mailbag full of mail. So I'm going to start with Stink Palm. He says that Craig has random internal pain that subsides. Is there a timeshare for that voodoo doll? I'm asking for a friend.
Somebody's got the pin. That's all I know.
D-Wing Illinois said that, and now the only picture in my head is a bird of prey with its talons tangling in Ray's beard. I don't know what we said to prompt that, but in any case. He says that he is I will start over. He says he is living the 3-star no selected bonus cover life.
Oh.
He likes the random bonus cover when a cover is given.
Why?
I don't know. Ask him. Oh, maybe you are. he also says Pecan now enters the same hallowed ground as Pop for this podcast.
Because of the pronunciation?
I imagine, yeah, that you pronounce it differently. It's a, yeah.
I thought pecan was correct. I don't think, I know that pecan is acceptable, but it's weird.
No, pecan?
Pecan is weird. It should be pecans.
Well, it's pecan or pecan.
No, those are both bad.
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah. He says his NFL pick'em entry names. Is this something? Is this a thing? NFL.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Sure.
Oh, I got to do that. That's
I know.
Week 3.
I haven't done mine yet either.
He says his names this year are Gamorpha, Gamma Siphon, Neener Neener, and Tick Tick Boom.
It's Click Click Boom. Click.
I am aware, but he likes tick, so there
no,
you go.
Click, yeah. Click, click, boom.
No way. Make it your own. I love it.
Gamorpha.
Can you use Gamorpha?
That never gets old for me. I'm sorry.
True story.
Thanks for reminding me to do my pick'ems, though.
Yeah.
Still betting on the Browns to win a game.
I don't know. Do they play the Jets?
I don't know. I'm watching. I'm telling you, they're going to have a much better season this year. I'm.
By the end of the year, the Browns will win
four
games.
Wins. 4-win season.
Yeah, I'm down with that. They'll win 3 or 4.
Yeah.
They're not that bad.
No.
The Jets, however, are pretty bad.
The last thing he says is, just for fun, what candy bar do you eat, Craig?
I like lots of candy bars. If I had to pick my favorite, that's tough. I'm going to go with an unpopular one, big surprise, and probably go with the Hershey Crackle Bar.
I thought that was what's coming, and yeah. I wasn't sure, because I can't get behind that, but...
I enjoy me a good Crackle Bar.
Hmm.
But I enjoy Three Musketeers, I enjoy Milky Way.
See, I understand liking Crackle. I don't understand it being number one.
It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I like the Special Dark. The Hershey Special Dark. That's a good bar.
Sure, sure.
You know, if I can't find a Crackle, I can make do with a Nestle Crunch.
Mm. I prefer you supporting Crackle.
Well, because Nestle is an evil company.
Yeah, they really are. They're sinister, and their chocolate is not nearly as good. It's subpar chocolate.
You know, I enjoy good, you know, peppermint patty now and again.
Oh. Huh?
No, I enjoy those. you know, just a plain Hershey bar sometimes hit the spot.
Yeah, or a Hershey with almonds.
Well, no, but...
That's good eating.
I enjoy Cadbury chocolates.
Yeah.
A good mini egg, you know, when Easter time really hits the spot. You know, the ones that are just the milk chocolate and the hard candy coating?
Sure.
Oh, man, those are good. Those are delicious.
A Cadbury Dairy Milk. That's a good candy bar right there.
Yeah, really, really dairy, though. I got to watch how much of that when I eat it.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I would not recommend that for you.
That one's got a super high...
people at large.
Yeah, that's a good candy bar.
I knew this was going to spawn a full conversation.
Well, I got to know now. Do you have a favorite candy bar, Ray? Because Craig's already gone way too far down the rabbit hole.
I do, and mine is way... I don't think anybody's going to agree with me. It varies,
Chunky.
But right now...
That's
no.
mine!
No way! No.
That is totally mine.
Nice.
Mine is currently a whatchamacallit.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, peanut butter. It's just so much peanut butter.
Yeah, I love the peanut butter.
Yeah.
So much. So much peanut butter.
Does a Reese's cup count as a candy bar?
Yes.
For sure.
Well, then, never mind. That's number one.
Okay.
Now, the correct size or the weird sizes that they make now?
The three. Three is perfect.
Well, I'm just saying you have, like, the normal cup size.
Oh, no, I like the regular cup size.
And then
I like the three-pack.
You know, the minis are okay.
They're all right.
The big cup is right out.
Yeah,
yeah,
too much.
Gross.
The ratio of chocolate to peanut butter is so off, like, it just doesn't work.
I agree with you completely on this.
But, good Reese's peanut butter cup. Those are delicious.
Yeah. All right, so moving on.
All right.
Perrin Diak says that living in the South, he's found that pecan has several pronunciations. Based on where you live, pecan, 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 or pecan. It's just weird stuff. D-Wing Illinois responded and says he has an unhealthy fascination with regional linguistic differences. Kitty corner, cattywampus in extreme cases. crawfish, crawdad. It's all interesting.
It's kitty corner.
It's catty corner.
It's kitty corner.
It's catty corner.
And it's crawfish.
I don't think cattywampus even plays into that. Cattywampus... Isn't that the opposite of
thing.
Copacetic?
Yeah. Isn't cattywampus mean it's all out of whack? It's all cattywampus?
If everything's whack. Either copacetic or cattywampus, those two go together. They are not the same thing as kitty corner and catty corner.
Right.
Yeah, it's correct. Definitely kitty corner.
It's catty corner.
I prefer diagonal.
You would.
Jerk. These people from Ohio, they just can't play along.
The one that really got me, Perrin DX says that he's lived all over the U.S., picked up weird things, but the one that really bothers him is when someone calls a curb a curve. I have never heard that.
If I had, it would bother me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who says that? That's horrible.
But what if the curb is on a straight road? I just don't understand. How can it be a curve?
Yeah, why would you even
say
that?
It's a straight line. That's not a curve at all. Jables wants to know, do we call them roundabouts or rotaries? This is America. A, we don't have those. And B, if we do, we just call them circles.
We call them traffic circles.
Yeah.
That is correct. But all three are acceptable, in my opinion.
I'm not down with rotary. I'm okay with roundabout.
I'm not surprised, because I'm just going to be like... I was going to say the complete opposite, but I don't want to have another standoff. Let's stick with traffic circles
Look,
for now.
Kids, Big Ben, Parliament.
Parliament, Big Ben, I cannot get left.
I just can't get over.
That's the best part of that movie.
Oh, I love. Oh no, when he's gonna porker Russ, that is the best part.
No,
I can watch that section over and over and over. Hey, Dad, look, he's gonna porker. And Pig in a Poke is fantastic. The world's
Moving
favorite
on.
Game show, Pig in a Poke. Oink! Oink! Oink!
Trying to move on.
Oh,
yeah,
wait, I got another shout out for important stuff.
Okay.
Ian, go now to Amazon and pre-order yourself the Tron Pops. They glow in the dark. Go order them now. You need those.
I still hadn't learned my lesson from apparently our last conversation, and I was like, ooh, what's a Tron Pop? Are they like blue, glowy ring pops?
No. Pop figurines. Yes. Vinyl figurines. Yes. Go order some.
No, I'm doing a podcast right now, sort of.
Oh, Tron.
After.
I ordered mine the second I heard about them. I said, what? Those exist? Hold on. And I left my boss's office and immediately went to my desk and ordered them.
It's completely derailed, but we're kind of doing a podcast.
Right. If you want to tell my wife about them this weekend, then I will anticipate one for Christmas.
Okay, I will do so.
Cool.
Jordan from Jersey says, Ian, how are we supposed to steal your identity if you can't even get the basic facts about your past correct?
I know. I'm sorry.
What bus number did you ride as a kid?
I don't know. 47.
For shame.
Jordan from Jersey also said that the Black Mystique is the best of the possible impromptu blaxploitation titles.
I'm sure that'd be a good movie.
Earlier, I think it was Samurai. I probably am getting it wrong, but somebody posted a picture of the Black Mystique alcoholic beverage. It looks awesome.
Ooh,
but it says drink responsibly, awesome. 18 plus. So I think it's like a European thing.
Yeah, that can't be this country.
I'm curious where that's from. I'll have to look it up later. Joe, I'm not really sure why, but his son's bus number is 133.
Oh, here you go. Samurai posted again. It is imported premium whiskey, the Black Mystique.
There you go. That sounds good. Wait, it's Canadian whiskey? Yeah, could still be good.
Ah, Crown Royal's delicious.
I don't know if I go quite that far, but
no, it's delicious.
It's all right.
Crown and Coke, delicious. Crown and Royal Crown, extra delicious.
You're mixing it with Coke. All right, sure.
Royal Crown and Crown Royal is one of the best drinks ever.
I'm skeptical.
Super good.
I'm not that skeptical suddenly because RC starts out as the best beverage,
right?
So if you add something to it, I'm like, all right, it's still probably very good.
Joe also said that he's only been to the same number of Ren Fairs as the times his dad hung him on a coat hook.
Once.
Exactly. he can't speak for Todd, but he may take you up on that offer to sort your comics one day.
Yeah.
How big have been we talking?
I can dream.
Shout out to Skrognog Gutentag.
Skrognog Gutentag.
This episode is brought to you by the numbers 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, and 42.
There you go.
I'm not going to say what that is a reference to because I had to look it up. So
right.
Now so do you.
No, you don't. You just have to log on to Discord in 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
and there it is.
Not yet.
Oh, getting lazy.
Man, Samurai's Google Foo must be failing him.
Well, he had to quickly memorize those numbers as I said them. It was going to be a stretch.
Oh, BBF2 got it.
Okay, there you go. In any case, he's Jin Gixon, or has Jin Gixon.
He's Jin Gixon, celebrity psychic, yeah.
Yeah. He says he just wanted to say that Craig's casual reference to Happy Fun Ball is exactly the kind of thing that keeps him listening to this and sponsoring the podcast.
I love
you
that
have
skin.
The same references.
Oh, I feel bad for you. If you're living a remotely part in my brain, you're in a bad time.
Oh, Samurai just said he's trying to figure out where the whiskey is from. Priorities. If that's true, that whiskey takes priority. That's absolutely. Heechin Gixon also said that he could literally hear Ray's skin crawl as Craig described how comics are stored. And I'm there with you. Me too. Perrin Diak also said, still sticking to his guns with strawberry rhubarb. Had to bring pie up. Sorry.
Here you
go.
No,
that's
acceptable. Black Mystique is a premium grain spirit blended with finest scotch and Indian malts.
Nigeria?
No, Indian malts.
Yeah, sure. Samurai just said Nigeria?
Oh, it's from Nigeria?
I don't know. That's what it sounds like. Scotch and Indian malts. Interesting.
I mean, I'll try it. It's whiskey. I mean, pour it in a glass. Let's have some. Yeah, it says a Nigerian market. I don't know. I'll try some whiskey, you know. I've you know, maybe try it once or twice or 100 times.
Jeff Cascadian says, organizing someone's comic collection sounds like a great project to me. So maybe you got another taker.
Nice.
He also said the Spidey doesn't have to be amazing. He could also be spectacular.
I suppose.
That's true.
And followed up by nice Mallrats reference, followed up by nice Clue reference. Now you know what kind of movies we really like.
Peter Porker, the spectacular Spider-Ham.
Spider-Man.
I, you know, in this box behind me are some issues of Peter Porker. Spectacular Spider-Ham.
I believe you.
I got that comic for a while.
Sounds terrible.
It wasn't great.
Finally, I wanted to mention that, hey, our alliance has some changes. We have a new alliance formed by Jenda McLean. They are going to be doing a daily play, all out on bosses kind of alliance. And I was going to say, if you wanted to join, contact Jenda, but apparently they just filled up right before we went on live. So their requirements are, they recommend 575 per PvP, but it's really kind of up to you. A more lax version. However, if you are a PvP player, if you love this game and like hitting a ton of points, say 900-ish points in every PvP, hit up Cactus Jack and join up with Longbox Heroes. They are looking for a few players to fill out their roster. They've been getting in the top 100 every season, pretty much every PvP, I believe. And they're looking to push the top 50. So if you want to be competitive, there you go.
Or if you want to be cool, we still have an open spot.
If you want to be really casual, where the requirements are play every day and put a good effort into the boss events, hit me up. Message me on the Reddit when I post this, and we'll see if we still have a spot. Right now we have a spot, so there you go.
I was going to say, how do we not bill ourselves first?
Ray's being too nice.
Save the best for last.
You got charmed by that smooth-talking Irishman.
Save the best for last.
By the way, if you, just so we're clear, Longbox Heroes is the really competitive. Hit up Cactus Jack. All new X-Men. No dashes, no hyphens. Hit up Jenda if you're interested. And message anybody on Reddit. I think every one of them will be looking at the subreddit. So if you're interested, hit them up. In any case, that's all I got from the mailbag.
Thanks, Willie.
Lumpy.
What's his name? What's the deal now, Ian? What do we got?
Oh, my goodness. We've got everybody's third favorite segment. The featured character of the week.
Oh, totally screwed it up.
Man, Ray just had a brain hemorrhage, I think.
Oh, I hope not.
Not again.
Seriously.
Shoo.
So selfish.
Nope, sorry, I was reading.
That's okay. Week.
There's participation in this, huh?
This week, we will be exploring the many powers of everybody's fourth favorite Spider-Man villain, the Vulture.
Well, what are the first three?
Mysterio, Venom, and Dr. Octopus.
Not a big Venom fan. I would have gone, Electro.
You would have gone Kraven the Hunter, I know.
Wow, I do love Kraven the Hunter.
I know, he's awesome. I undersold him.
I might have gone Electro or Rhino.
Posh. I'll give you Kraven.
Or the Craw. Or the Craw. You know, because I love me, the Craw.
No, Vulture's way up there. I like the Vulture.
Yeah.
But he's so weird looking at the comic. He's, got that weird bald head and a hooked neck. And he's so weird.
Well, I guess if you're going on aesthetics, sure.
Right. But if you, but if you just want to quote the soliloquy from Love Be a Vulture Tonight, then, he's your guy. Let's find out what he does in this game. I think it's mostly good things.
Oh, my God. But he's boosted. I can't stand him. Tell me more.
Circling Prey, it costs 6 black AP. Let's see what he does. Vulture goes airborne for 2 turns. Passive at the start of your turn. If Vulture was airborne, gain 3 AP, 2 blue AP, and 1 black AP. And as that goes up, black increases by 2. Add on some red. Blue hops up to 3, and green hops up to 4. So, level 5, you're gaining 4 green AP, 3 blue AP, 2 black AP, 1 red AP.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Man, for going, it cost 6?
Yeah, exactly.
Bargain. All right, one fell swoop, it's 9 green AP. Vulture creates a 3-turn countdown tile that deals 815 damage. The passive component is, if this tile exists when Vulture returns from being airborne, he removes it, dealing damage to the enemy team instead. Oh my goodness. So that damage just goes up steadily. He can do upwards of 6,641 damage either to the target or to the entire enemy team. Hybrid Tech Slicer. It's apparently it's sinister sounding. It costs 10 blue AP. It deals 611 damage and destroys up to 2 random enemy strike, protect, or tactiles. Its passive component is, whenever Vulture goes airborne, drain 10 blue AP for the same effect, also targeting invisibility and countdown tiles. Oh, all right. I'm with you. See, the damage just goes up, and once you get to level 4, you're destroying 4 tiles. Oh, you're destroying 3 tiles once the level goes up, and then 4 tiles at level 4. So, at level 5 max, you're dealing 6,586 damage. You're destroying 4 tiles. Well, this guy, I mean, doesn't seem like there could be a wrong build. He's got so many nice features. That first one sounds important, because the airborneness seems to affect the other powers, and giving yourself AP is super useful. It has never not been super useful. If there's been a big change in the game that I don't know about, stop me. But I'm going to say that one probably needs to be set to 5.
Donkey Teeth just said he delights listening to your reactions discovering the featured character of the weak powers.
Well, then let me just take a minute. I don't know that it definitely needs... I was solid on the 5 there, but it might not be as important to keep that one at 5 because you're only gaining 1 extra green AP and potentially 1 extra blue AP. So if you're willing to give up 2 AP, you can take these other ones to 5 and start maximizing the damage he can dish out by activating his low-cost booster. Yep, 355. Boom. There it is.
So I just want to mention that on the Discords, they say that there's actually only one wrong build.
Yes! Why?
I think it's
where is my logic flawed?
I think it's just because the green and the blue, you want him to be charging as much as possible. Because
they make his other two powers go.
Exactly.
I'm not used to someone generating AP for themselves.
Yeah, and he does. He is it.
They usually generate AP, and then you immediately give it to someone who uses that AP more effectively.
Right. And I was wondering when I got him, I'm like, well, Battery Bird, who am I going to use that I'm generating all this AP for? The answer is me. I'm generating it for me. He generates himself. That is what he is good for. And once he gets going, he doesn't stop.
Yeah, that turned out that was real annoying when he was boosted there. He would get airborne, and you were just boned. Oh, man, he was brutal.
And the best part is, you never actually use his blue. Never activate his blue. You just go airborne, and the blue does automatically, and it does more when you use it in that way.
Right. So how about 5-3-5? Because blue seems to be better than green all around.
I could see that. Personally, I run them at 5-5-3.
Does the AoE activate regularly?
Yes.
Or is AoE just not that important?
It's devastating when it's going.
The AoE activate as long as you can keep that countdown tile on the board. That's the real bad thing, is if you go airborne and the computer matches away your green countdown.
Right.
That's annoying. But I'm not saying 5-5-3 is the absolute correct. That's just how I've been running them, and it's been working pretty good. I actually would like it if the blue did more damage, so I don't know. I was thinking about trying a couple other builds. I really enjoy this character.
Yeah, I don't have him champed yet, but I'm leaning towards the 5-5-3.
I don't have any notable coverage of him whatsoever. I'm just keep poring over these stats.
Sure.
Trying to... I mean, other than I know myself, I'm like, how can I be that wrong? And then I'm like, well, just trust me, you're wrong.
So here's the thing on the game pendium. 5-5-3 is the most build, but not too far distant second, is 3-5-5.
Okay. As I keep reading that, and I'm like, one green and one blue can't be that significant. I mean, they're noticeable, but it's one. If it were two, I'd be like, obviously. But one... Man, that is... You deal so much more damage at level 5, One Fell Swoop, and Hybrid Slicer.
Now, that does turn into... So he's airborne for 2 rounds, and he gets that each round that he's airborne. So it turns into 8 green and 6 blue while he's airborne.
Yeah, I hear you. As opposed to 6 green and 4 blue.
So Tetsujin Oni said that 535 is the more solid build, no countdown. I'm not exactly sure why. I don't know if I follow that logic. You'll have to explain a little bit. Of course, then there's a little big conversation, and I'm way behind, so never mind. But yeah, I've really been enjoying him at 553. You get six black, and you just send him in the air. And then the next time he comes down, you just send him back in the air, and he does massive damage.
Right, right. Once he goes airborne once, you should pretty much always have six black.
Yeah, you just send him airborne every round.
Yeah, that's... I am really still stuck on my 355. I don't know why, but I don't know. I've never played him. So I'm only reading and basing my theory on, basing my hypothesis, I'm sorry, on what I'm reading.
Sure.
I have not had any opportunities to test this and generate a theory. So
Tetsujin Oni did come back and say that there's no countdown tile for the AI to match away while Vulture is airborne. If you run him at a 535, you're just not worried about that tile going away.
Right.
So you're just doing the 6,000 points of damage every time he goes airborne. But blue, 10 blue is a lot. Like, you kind of have to
Again,
make,
but it's so, not that much more than 9 green.
Right. True. True.
Right, so again, what you're spending that extra AP to have that three-turn countdown tile vulnerability removed. Yeah, Vulture's better than I knew.
He's so
good. Significantly.
I've been using him constantly since I got him champed.
Hmm.
Now, granted, I was a fan of Vulture prior, so...
Right.
Grinch McScrooge says, nice use of hypothesis versus theory, and my inner scientist is so proud.
Thanks.
Yeah, and DJ Squiggy says he can also destroy traps and invis tiles. Which is just... Wait, traps? I don't think he can destroy traps. Can he? Am I wrong in that? I don't think he can.
I did not see that listed. I saw countdown and invisibility.
And repeater tiles are in there as well. But, I mean...
Right, do they count as countdown tiles?
I don't know. When I look on... I just looked at my character on the game, and it says invisibility, countdown, and repeaters.
Okay.
I thought repeaters were a type of countdown, but...
I guess it's their own thing now.
Yeah, right. There you go. But yeah, countdowns, being able to get rid of countdowns is really
nice. It's huge. Yeah.
Huge.
Stop that.
No one likes that, Greg.
Well, there you go. For the time being, final feature character of the week, the Vulture. So as you may have heard me referencing just now, we are going to tinker. We are going to tinker with this segment a little bit as we are, you know, getting close to, you know, some of the newer people who we've just recently discussed as they've just been recently released. So we want to give this segment some breathing room, some time to catch up, if you will. And in the meantime, we will be pioneering a new, even better segment next week. So stick with us for some new content. This will be very exciting on many levels. Well, or at least two levels.
It's a lot of levels.
It is. Two is more than we're used to. So that's it. That's all I got.
Okay, hey, thanks. Let's move on. What's everyone's vine condition looking like nowadays?
Let's start with yours, because it's a horrible mess and I need to stall for time while Steam updates.
I was going to say the same thing, because I am in the middle of a match, because I'm a terrible person.
Oh, of course you are.
Sorry. I always wonder that, because, like... You know, there was Discord talk, and, you know, Ray and I were discussing Vulture pretty heavily, and I was going to be like, I wonder what Craig's going to weigh in on this, but I was like, maybe he just doesn't have him champ, so he's not going to say anything. Meanwhile, Craig's got the black and white cartoon playing in his head. He's doing three other things.
So I will start.
Guys, you have my undivided attention.
My current dying on the vine?
Yeah.
Is nothing but two stars. All right, I'm done. Craig, it's your turn.
Oh, I'm still in the middle of this match. It's taking forever. Yeah,
that's okay. So my updating is done.
So I will follow up a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So I had a Cloak and Dagger cover, and there were two Cloak and Dagger covers. If you remember the discussion last week, there were two Cloak and Dagger covers in the progression rewards, and I'm like, oh, I just need to grab those, and then I can use this. It turns out I wasn't going to get them in time. So I ended up selling that Cloak and Dagger cover, which really was bad. But then I got the two Cloak and Dagger covers from the progression rewards. And as it turns out, it was the one of the two I couldn't use.
Oh.
So I ended up spending like 500 command points because I had enough ISO. So I just spent a bunch of command points, got another cloak and dagger cover, championed them, and now all I've got is 2 stars dying on my vine.
Good lord. Hey, my match is done.
Okay.
I had Spider-Man swinging across the screen for lots of damage.
Mine might even be clear because I don't remember where the vine is. Is that possible?
Your pending rewards?
Your roster?
Is it under roster?
Yeah.
I must have nothing on my vine because there's nothing there.
Have you played this game before?
There's no, it's been almost a full day. Usually there's some covers there to show me what to do, but this is just my roster. All it says is I've got, you know, yeah, there's nothing. I don't even have a vine. My vine has been fully harvested and replaced with nothing.
All right, let me tell you my mess. I've got 1, 2, 3 Sandman covers. I've got a baby Groot. I've got a couple of Mordos, because there's always a couple of Mordos. I've got a Nick Fury. I got 2 Nick Furies.
That's a lot of Nick Furies.
I got a She-Thor. I got a Bucky. Yeah, like it's just a mess.
How do you not have the Goddess of Thunder champions yet?
I still do not.
Man.
Let me see where she's at.
She's not the ultimate goal like she was when she first came out. There are a lot of other characters, but...
I am still missing a red. I have her at 255.
Okay. She's really good. DJ Squiggy apologizes for his fake news of Vulture destroying trap tiles. Not a problem.
Oh! Another shout-out for things that are important today. Today, people! Today! Big day in television history.
Is it?
It's today. It's the 40th anniversary of Fonzie jumping the shark.
Oh. This is when Jump the Shark was invented 40 years ago today?
Yes, Jumping the Shark was invented 40 years ago today.
Nice. I have some game-related questions.
All right.
So here in the chat, as I was looking for my vine, which doesn't exist anymore, apparently we are welcoming Odessa Steps to our alliance.
We did.
Has he not been in our, he or she not been in our alliance the whole time?
No, not the whole time.
No, that is Mark Cole, whose show that I guest spotted on, and he was not in our alliance, but now he is.
So he was in Longbox Heroes.
Yeah, yes, that's why he seems so familiar.
Right, and then he did not follow us when we did the Puzzle Warriors alliance.
Right.
But now he is in Puzzle Warriors.
Right. Cool. Welcome aboard, new lazy member. I'm sorry about all your old man Logan covers.
All right. Did anybody get anything exciting this week outside of Ray spending a gazillion command points on stuff?
Yeah.
I thought you spent a gazillion command points on stuff.
I spent a couple of hundred on this new store and got Squadoosh for it. I got all these dying covers.
Yeah, nothing rings a bell. I don't even remember any 3-star covers that I got. I got no notable rewards. However, there's a segment coming up. I'll tell you all about what I get. All
right. Wait, let's open a token or two. Brought to you by this guy.
This guy.
do you want to click something?
Samurai made a statement. Go ahead. What was your question?
I was just going to ask you if you're ready to open something.
I am, but we're going to listen to Ray first.
All right.
So I'm curious. Samurai made a statement that jumping the shark has jumped the shark. Now it's nuke the fridge, which I'm sure people understand. I think it's the 4th Indiana Jones.
I think it's
movie.
A reference to the new Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah. That movie was garbage.
It was.
Freaking
is that
Sheila,
the new
Shia
jumping
LaBeouf.
The shark?
It's because Shia LaBeouf is the worst. The worst.
That is not true. He's a delight.
Ugh.
I think he's got some mental health issues, but he seems nice.
Man. Ever since he did that creepy Sia video, where he's dancing around in that tight, like, brown spandex with that little girl. It's just so creepy. You know.
He's going through some things, Craig. Give him a break.
Yeah. Ian, open a token.
I will. But first.
But wait, there's more?
What? But wait, there's more as I unlock this exciting new Cosmic Legend token for a mere 25 command points.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I have one as well.
Let's see. Oh, that's not exciting at all. I'm going to stop doing that now.
Okay.
It was Chi Focus for...
Oh, Hyde.
Iron Fist, yeah. And I also never noticed that it has the Netflix logo on the cover. That bums me out even more. Let's go open a regular token. Brought to you, as always, by this guy. All right, Daredevil, give me another Chi Focus. bam, Nick Fury. She could never get enough Nick Furies on the vine. It is under roster, because now I got two things on the vine. But I can use both of them. So Hyde is at a 1-2-1, and Nick Fury is now at a 4-4-2.
So I'm curious, do you like Shia LaBeouf, or do you just give him the benefit of the doubt?
Like might be too extreme. Like, I'm not going to go out of way. I'm not going to be like, oh, there's a new movie coming out. I don't know about it. Shia LaBeouf's in it. Oh, I'm in. Like, that's just weird.
See, I go the opposite. Oh, who's in it? Shia LaBeouf? I'm out.
Oh, no. See, I'm...
It's like, you know, telling me Jim Carrey's in it.
I understand what you're saying because I agree with Jim Carrey, but I don't feel the same way about Shia LaBeouf. He was solid in Fury.
You know what? And, I'll give you that because that movie's real good.
Yeah. Underrated and just an all-around good
movie. I
agree.
I enjoy that movie quite a bit.
And there, you know, I'm sure there's been other movies that I've seen him in that I've been like, oh, that's...
You know what the best thing about him being in Fury? Is that he did not point out his Shia LaBeoufness. Like, he just played his part. Because normally Shia LaBeouf does something in every movie that makes me go, oh, Shia LaBeouf. Like, no point during Fury did he take me out of the movie and make me go, ugh, Shia LaBeouf. Like, so, you know, good job acting in Fury.
That is true. When you actually said about Fury, I'm like, wait a minute, he was in that? So, yeah, good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was, there's something else he was in that he was perfectly fine. Did you see Lawless?
No.
No.
It's okay. He's a moonshiner.
Oh, yeah, that movie. No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's okay. I can't remember any other movie that he's been in. So
Grinch McScrooge said, Ray with the rewind. Well, I did that because Donkey Teeth said, of course, Ian likes Shia LaBeouf. And I just had to, well, like might be a strong word, so I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I like to give him a lot of room to be crazy.
Sure. All right, am I going or are you going?
Up to you.
Too late. I am getting a 4-star.
Yay!
It is a 4-star Sandman, Shifting Sands. I have no idea where he is. He is not championed, I know that, but I can use it. So, yay, that puts me at 5 purple. 3-5-5. He is raring to go. I had no idea I had him so much.
Raring to be mediocre.
What a surprise. Supplies. I'm glad it wasn't too many because I've only got 50,000 ISO now. Anyway, I'm good.
You all right?
Yep, I'm better. I recovered at the last possible moment.
All right, Ray, you also opening that special token?
Oh, yeah. Let me do that.
You need a 5-star.
Sure I do, but I'm not getting one.
Woohoo!
Instead, I'm getting... Oh, never mind. Go on.
It's a War Machine?
Yep.
Gwenpool? Oh!
War Machine. War Machine is now at 3-5-5. Raring to go.
Ready to be champed.
Oh, man. Sorry, a song just went really poorly in my head there for a second. Do you remember Velvet Revolver's song, Big Machine?
Oh, yeah.
I just had, you know, it's a war machine. We're all slaves to the war machine.
That was pretty bad. You're right.
Yeah. It just went through my head so fast that I got really, really sad.
I'm just glad you qualified it before you started doing it.
All right. Let me poke some Daredevil. It is sadly yet another 4-star that I probably can't use. Oh, and it's Nova. All right, I can add that to the pile. I got another one. I'm going to open it, too. Oh, that's a 5-star. Hokey Smokes, Bullwinkle. Can it be one
of
the two that I'm missing?
Don't worry, it's a Star-Lord. No, it's a Star-Lord.
It's a Peter Parker. Pick Ooh. Peppers and run rock rhyme. Humpty Dumpty fell down, and he's on time. Jackman Nimble was nimble. He was quick.
Stop.
that gets him to 204.
Oh, Peter Parker. I hate it when they go like that.
My Nova is up to level 287.
I saw a video from one Cactus Jack using Spider-Man. He's pretty good. Good character.
I'll let you know a couple years from now when I use him. But there you go.
All right, cool. Thanks, Hess Gene Gixon. Or that guy. This guy. Hey, guy.
Ian, don't ruin the illusion.
My second favorite Alliance commander.
This guy. 204. Huh? All right. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, my goodness.
It's called the Soon to Be Named Podcast Network. It can be found at soontobenamednetwork.com. It features a cascade of great podcasts, including too many to name. I don't know them. I won't lie. I won't lie to any of you. I don't know any of them on there that I'm not in. But
there's Paladins of Voltron, there's Aim Down Sights, you know.
Yeah,
Prodigal Sons.
Each one is better than the last. You will enjoy them.
Dark.
Yeah, Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com. We also have direct links on our webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com. Check them out. Get downloading. Leave comments.
Get downloading. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Get downloading.
Nope.
Thought that was good.
So BF2 said Shia LaBeouf is basically real-life Bagman.
He's not that bad.
I love that comment. Sorry.
Craig, you see movies sometimes.
Sometimes.
Okay. Do you see current movies?
I try to see one every month or two with my cop friends.
All right. Let me know if you guys go to see Mother!
I hear it's
I'm
really
curious
intense.
About that.
I've never heard of this movie. What is this movie?
I don't know. It's got Javier Bardem, and no one knows what happens, and then the movie ends.
Oh. Is it a horror movie? Is it a thriller?
I don't know, Craig. I don't know any details of the movie other than it's got an exclamation point in the title. That makes it worth seeing.
That is a Jennifer Lawrence movie, correct?
Oh, she's possibly in that.
Yeah.
One moment, please.
I'm pretty sure
Jennifer Lawrence.
I'm like 99% sure.
Absolutely. She's even on the cover. She gets top billing and everything. Ed Harris is in it. This is looking up all the time.
Oh, Ed Harris is awesome.
He really is. Michelle Pfeiffer's in it.
That's going to be a thing now.
Yeah, that made me laugh. What if she would marry like the end of the was that the Fossa company, the Feist Pfister or whatever it was, Fossa company?
What?
Price Pfister?
Yeah, but it's like it's PF as well.
Price Pfister.
Price Pfister.
Pfister Faucets. Brought to you by Michelle Pfeister.
BBF2 says, do not be fooled by the quality of the cast. It is terrible. So BBF2, what's it about? Give us the 30-second skinny.
No spoilers. Yeah. I don't want spoilers.
Well, I don't want a spoiler. All right, what's the movie? Is it Jennifer Lawrence just, you know, she's in a parade for small children? Or, you know, there's got to be a plot to this somewhere.
Let me give you the breakdown here.
What's on IMDb? What does it tell me?
A couple's relationship is tested when uninvited guests arrive at their home, disrupting their tranquil existence.
Are the uninvited guests aliens or demons?
I don't know, dude. From the trailer, I'm going to go with demons.
Ooh, now I'm more intrigued.
The trailer looks really intense.
I like aliens and demons.
I hear it was terrible. from our one and only reviewer.
Nope. Schlodz says that it's amazing! Exclamation point.
How is Mother? It's amazing.
And Alpha Team says he hears the reviews are either a 1 or a 5, and it's very polarizing. Would that be like a 1 or a 5 exclamation point? It's either a 1 or 5.
Speaking of a 5 trailer, everybody needs to go watch the Punisher trailer, except for Craig.
Yeah, because I don't care. Donkey Teeth wants to know if Michelle Pfeiffer is from Pflugerville, Texas.
Probably. I don't know.
I agree. That's where they make the faucets.
All right. Can you end the show?
I can try.
I have things to do. Yeah.
All right. That's enough. We can't do anymore. Thank you, everybody, for joining us here. You know the drill, puzzlewarriors3.com. That gets you all the links to the things and the stuff and what has you. Buy something there on Amazon, and we would appreciate you more. Or go to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, D3 forums, all these places. Give us some comments. Give us some feedback. And maybe Willie Lumpkin will read out your name next week. That's all we got.
All that is possible.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Did you skip to that? Did you tell them to go to Patreon?
I didn't. I said all the stuff was on our webpage.
Oh, you're doing like, you didn't have to speed through it. You could have done your regular clothes. I'm not like living an important
you're
life.
Pushing me
it's ahead. Just getting late in the hour has grown late.
Fine. Anyway, goodbye for now. Remember, kids, it's as American as mom and baseball. Good night.
Close. Oh, bye, friends.
Good night.